Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line is a spokesman for every hinky enthusiast, the leader of the Ricky Sanchez organization, which includes a radio show right here at WIP. Yep. In fact, he is the program director at WIP, Spike Eskin. Hi, Spike.
There's so much pressure after that introduction.
But Spike,
I don't know if I can live up to it.
This is big because, first of all, it broke like 2:30, something like that. Did you get an alert? How were you up to know all this had happened?
So we had we do one podcast during the week and one on the weekends. And since my partner's in Los Angeles, sometimes we have to schedule them at weird times. So we were scheduled to record at about 3 a.m. this morning. So my
you lucked out.
Yeah, my alarm went off at 2:50, and it's not an easy thing to process in the middle of the night, but we got lucky. We just got lucky.
All right, well, you processed it now, Spike. What do you think of the big trade?
So I know this isn't what you want. I'm a little conflicted in that I think Tobias Harris is a real good player, and I think he fits the Sixers well. It is a lot to give up for a guy who is going to be an unrestricted free agent. But my assumption is that they are fairly confident that they will re-sign him. So it is a lot to give up for obviously a guy that the Clippers weren't interested in retaining and a guy that can leave at the end of the year. But they better be real sure that he's not leaving at the end of the year. I think the other thing it does is I've been pretty clear that I don't want them to pay Jimmy Butler. I don't think it's a good investment, and I don't think his career is heading the right way, and every game he plays sort of assures me a little more of that. So I think it's a good hedge against the possibility of Butler leaving for somewhere else and still having a really, really solid third star level player.
So Spike, what you're saying is since they're both going to be free agents at the end of the year, unrestricted, you think now the focus would be more on re-signing Harris than it would be Butler?
I think so. I mean, his age, he's been far more healthy. He's 26. He'll be better than Butler will be. I don't think it's impossible that they re-sign Butler, but signing both of them to the deals that they're going to be signed to with the extension right on, coming the next year for Simmons makes it pretty difficult to build a team with four guys at that salary level. I think if they were to pick one, my guess is they would pick Harris.
All right. How does Harris fit with what they have right now?
He fits perfectly. He's a great spot up 3-point shooter. He's a good size, but is mobile, so he can switch on defense. He's not a great defensive player, but he's capable and athletic enough. He makes their starting lineup really, really good. I think it's pretty. It's unquestionable that I think they have the best starting lineup in the Eastern Conference now. So Harris fits well. He can create his own shot, which is something that they need. He's a good player. He fits them really well.
Is there any concern he's now on his fifth team?
I think that is more, I understand that, but I think that is more situational than it is him as a player. He has gotten a little bit better every year, and he is not the same player that got traded a couple of times before. So I don't think so. I've never heard anything about him being a problem locker room wise. I just think he's developed pretty slowly. It's amazing to think that he's only 26 and he's been in the league as long as he has.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I wouldn't be that concerned.
All right, Spike, you just said something interesting. You said they have the best starting lineup in the Eastern Conference, but you didn't say they have the best team. Do they?
Well, it remains to be seen. I mean, this is a late time in the season. You don't typically see a team add a piece this important at this point in the season and then end up succeeding because there's not a lot of practice time in the season. So they'll have 30 games or so to figure it out. And you're talking about now four guys who all are used to getting their shots in, and that's not even including Redick, right? So
Redick.
So it will be. It will, and, you know, Butler has obviously been displeased with the amount of offense that's run through him. So it's going to be something to figure out. I don't know if they have the best team. You know, we saw a really good team in Toronto last night. The Bucks have played really well, and the Celtics, the Sixers have always had trouble with. But it makes them very big and athletic. You know, their starting lineup will have four guys that are, or three guys that are 6'8" or bigger. And Butler is really big as a two guard as well.
All right, now that, but they do need a better bench. You agree with that, Spike?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what their options are to do that. I think they still have the Fultz card to play if there is
the
one, and then there will be.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I want to play this for you, Spike, because this was an intriguing thing that played out last night before the game.
Yeah, I heard.
Brett Brown was there, and he was asked about Fultz and his availability for the rest of the year. And he used some interesting language. Let's hear what first a reporter asked him about Fultz and maybe helping. And here's the exchange.
Do I have Markelle Fultz well?
When you're projecting what you might need for the playoffs and the composition of your eventual rotation, are you planning on Fultz being in there?
I mean, right now we haven't seen Markelle for how long, you know, and we all understand like his progression back to the court has been sort of managed in a slow type fashion. And so I think with Markelle, I mean, I hear your question, but right now, you know, I'm hoping to be pleasantly surprised with how he arrives back with us.
All right, Spike, is he a tradable commodity? Does somebody want him?
I don't know. You would think that a team that is bad, that is taking shots on, you know, for lack of a word, depressed assets that aren't, you know, that have some upside and don't have any risk because you're not trying to win one of the five or six worst teams in the league or a team looking to get bad might be worth something. I think that the biggest problem with Fultz, and as soon as this injury thing happened this time or whatever the hell happened, I said he wasn't going to play for the Sixers again. The problem now is that if you end up paying both of these guys, Butler and Tobias Harris, that $10 million that you're spending on Markelle Fultz is really big. So, and the longer you wait, if this goes into the offseason, you may have to give something that you like away to get somebody to take him. Mm-hmm. So if there is somebody willing to give you, a rotational veteran who expires at the end of the year, my thought would be they should.
They have to do everything possible in the next 30 hours to find a way to trade him.
It's just great. The boss hates Butler and you hate Fultz. It's fun to see. I got one more for you, Spot. One of the last things we'll remember about Chamet was the offensive foul call last night. How bad was that call?
It was unbelievable. I was screaming in my living room because I couldn't figure out if maybe they called it on Embiid for setting an illegal screen. It's a shame because if he hits that shot and he gets a foul call and it ends up being a 4-point play, maybe they end up pulling that game off. It was a terrible call and a great shot.
All right, so just so everybody knows, this is important to us, Spike. The Hinkie enthusiasts are good with this trade. Right now they're saying, yes, it's a good trade.
Yeah, I do want to offer this only thing that we have said that Elton Brand has 1 year free of criticism from us because he came on our podcast. So please take that into consideration.
Spike can be bought. That is the truth.
We're
there you go.
Bought. Runs in the family.
Oh, that's a good one. Spike, thank you. Runs in the family.
I believe we have
will
our line
be
of the day.
The line of the day. We will not. We're giving our boss the line of the day. He got in a beauty on his dad, Howard. Loving it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.